Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer takes first base on ball four. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to third. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts towards the mound. McDermott juggles the ball. That's an error on McDermott. Tipton moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost bunts towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to third. Martin moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to home to get Tipton. Martin moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Philly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DiMaggio. Hitchcock moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hitchcock moves to third. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Hitchcock scores. One out. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Limmer moves to third. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of McDermott's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Martin covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Maury Martin. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive towards third. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost is hit by the pitch. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Joost moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Bill White now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to third. Limmer moves to second. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to third for the out. Suter scores. Tipton moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton scores. Chance moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Walt Masterson now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Chance scores. Joost moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, Athletics. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-4 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Moss pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Staub's now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Limmer strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tipton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vollmer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Carl Scheib now pitching. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Buddy Rosar. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.